At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. Today, we're here to talk about one of my favorite events of all year long, Miracle on Main Street in Zeelia Noble. And I am joined by a member of the committee, Vanessa. Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Seth. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here today. And let's kick it off by talking about what is Miracle on Main Street.
Well, Miracle on Main Street is an event to bring hope for Christmas. It offers families a beautiful evening out, totally free, that promises family-filled fun, wholesome fun, and the opportunity to make new memories for Christmas.
And this year's event will be held when?
This event will be Thursday, December 5th, from 4:30 to 8:30 p.m.
And this is one of those, I consider it a version of a light-up night. Would you say that's about kind of what this is?
Yes, this event will have a light-up parade. The parade is going to start from the south end of town, goes up Main Street, and will end at Santa's house.
And not only do you have a parade, but there's everything else to go along with this as the town transforms into its own Hallmark movie.
Absolutely. There will be a live nativity with animals from Glade Run. Other major highlights for the night will be a talking Christmas tree, live reindeer, the Grinch, elves, and strolling carolers will be roaming Main Street and the businesses. There will be live entertainment on the balcony of the Kaufman House, horse-drawn carriage rides, and Santa and Mrs. Claus will be making an appearance.
And I hear you know Mrs. Claus quite well, and I know she's been a big part of Miracle on Main Street the past few years, which is fantastic, but instead of decorating cookies this year, she's going to spend more of her time with Mr. St. Nick.
Yes, Mrs. Claus, she's going to take a break from the decorating of cookies, and she's going to be strolling Main Street and visiting with the families.
And most, if not all of this is free, which is something to definitely highlight as this is a great family event.
Absolutely. Miracle on Main is to give back. This event is a charity that will help our local food bank and families that are in need.
And when you say in need, are we fundraising? Are we volunteering? What are we doing to help make a difference for those less fortunate?
Well, there are many nonprofits that you can donate to on the night of Miracle on Main. Some of our nonprofits are Blessings in a Backpack. This will be collections of single-serve, non-perishable food items like fruit cups, oodles and noodles, protein bars, tuna, and other non-perishables. Also collecting for the backpacks are hats, gloves, socks, any warm weather items. These backpacks will be given to the children during the Christmas break. The Salvation Army will be ringing their bell for collections, and the Southwest Butler County Food Cupboard will be collecting non-perishable food items and new toys for children. The drop-off locations for the Southwest Food Cupboard is going to be at Roach and Ziegler and the Miracle Tent.
Oh, that's amazing, and I know that we work closely with Southwest Butler Food Cupboard here at the Armstrong office in Zeelia Noble, and they're a great service for the community as they help out hundreds of families. And I do know that not only does Miracle Main Street work with them, but they also work with the No Child Cold program.
Absolutely. We need a lot of volunteers for the No Child Cold charity event, especially for this coat drive. It's located right on Main Street in front of Northwest Bank. Volunteers are needed to organize the donated new or slightly new children's coats with setting up on the day of Miracle on Main. In previous years, over 200 coats have been given away during Miracle on Main. So this is a big charity event where volunteers are needed.
That's fantastic. And I don't think people realize how many people out there need a coat. They need a meal. You're making an impact at the time of the season that I think we all are in the spirit of giving. So please, if you could help out, this would be the time. And volunteers, especially the kids needing hours for volunteer time for National Honor Society and other organizations, here is a perfect opportunity. And I know that you have another opportunity as well that Miracle on Main Street gives back to, and that's the PURSE program?
Yeah, our program is Pack a PURSE. This is where you can fill a new or a slightly used purse with shampoo, toiletries, scarf, hat, gloves. These purses will go to homeless shelters and victim outreach intervention center.
Something that the children definitely look forward to last year, and that was the Elf on the Shelf with local businesses. Can you give us more information about it?
Yes, the Elf on the Shelf is a fun one. This is where a stuffed elf is hidden in a store on Main Street, and families can stop into the stores and find the elf. The elf is going to be hidden, and each business will be doing something special in their store. And also, this allows the community to see a service or a product that the business offers.
And I know that we're all talking in the spirit of giving, but let's talk about giving back to the community and a couple unique opportunities this year with Miracle on Main Street that happened in the past. The Strand Theater is going to be hosting an artist that was on NBC The Voice, and they will be performing different tunes going up and down the streets, and I believe near the Kaufman House that evening. So thank you to Ron and everyone at the Strand Theater for this opportunity. And then something I personally am excited to announce is I've worked with Mike Harvey from WTAE, the chief meteorologist, and he has agreed to come that evening to read The Night Before Christmas on the balcony of the Kaufman House at 7:30 p.m. And what's really neat about this opportunity is you don't have to be right there at the corner that evening. The speaker system will be playing his reading of the story, so you could be a couple stores down and everyone should be able to hear this. And what a way to kind of end the evening as well, since it'll be 7:30. The event goes to 8:30, and I'm hoping we just pack this town with people.
That sounds great. I can't wait for this event. I can't wait to hear the story.
And last but not least, I believe I'm forgetting something important for Miracle on Main Street, and it is those that could use new furniture in their home that might just be down on hard times.
Absolutely. Also needed to make this a really wonderful event are nominations for families in need to receive a brand new 6-piece living room set. In the past 2 years that Miracle on Main Street has been happening, 16 living room sets have been donated to the nominated families.
That's incredible.
Miracle on Main is to give back. This event allows the businesses on Main Street to open their doors to the community and do something special and unique for one magical night.
And you've been involved with this for the past couple of years from your own personal experience. Is this one of the best events that you've ever attended or been a part of?
It's my favorite event that Zillion Opal offers.
When you see the children excited for this night, it has to bring that, you know, that Christmas spirit alive.
It's that feeling in your heart that you can't describe, but it stays with you all holiday season.
And I know that they're trying to grow this each and every year. If people are interested not only in finding out about the events, volunteer opportunities, how can people learn more about Miracle on Main Street?
You can find more information about the Miracle on Main Street event by going to the Facebook page, Miracle on Main Street Zillion Opal.
Perfect. And once again, this will be held on Thursday, December 5th from 4:30 to 8:30. The parade will start at 5:30 p.m. And you definitely do not want to miss that, as the town is packed with numerous floats and carolers, and it's all lit up. So definitely come see it. Last year we even had snow for it. So
it was beautiful.
What a way to set the scene there. Definitely go visit Santa, as he'll be checking his list for naughty and nice. And stop and see the businesses, because without the businesses, this opportunity wouldn't be available to this town. Anything else that we might have missed out or you would like to talk about in our final thoughts here?
Seth, I think you covered just about everything. You touched on a lot of great highlights and topics that it's going to be offered for Miracle on Main Street. And I'm so excited for all the families and everyone to come out and see what this little town has to offer.
Well, thank you so much, Vanessa. And we will see you on Thursday, December 5th. And looking forward to a wonderful evening. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop. Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.